If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
I want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials. Mm-hmm. We will keep playing all his
Absolutely.
Great music, you betcha.
Yeah.
All right, well, we promised these folks. Dan Roberts was riding along with us. Let's go to him, One Gate From Home.
There's a lonely ranch wife in the valley, out drying her clothes on the line. But her mind's far away with the cowboy she loves at his high camp way up in the pines. All summer long she's been working and tending the place on her own. She's seen a few strays, so she knows any day he'll be one gate from home. He's bringing yearlings back down to the flatland to stay ahead of that first winter snow. And the chill in his bones as the low cattle moan spurs a longing down deep in his soul. Every summer without her seems longer. She's the only love he's ever known. He'll ease down the north face to save him some time, and he'll be one gate from home. He'll take down his top rail and turn out his horses and walk through the pastures he's sown, never more roam. He's just one gate from home. Lightning, a loose shoe, and a deadfall. And this time he's busted up bad. But his cowpony makes it. He watches him lope away, the second best friend he's ever had. And each snowflake that hits his face melts a memory of her love and how she let him roam. With his eyes towards the heavens and the last trail he'll ride, he's just one gate from home. And they'll take down his top rail and turn out his horses as he walks through the pastures he's sown, never more roam. He's just one gate from home. He'll never more roam. He's just one gate from home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, just one gate from home.
That's
a great feeling, isn't it?
It sure is, yeah.
Darn right. Yeah. And we need a wider gate.
Yes, always.
Right?
Well, I have to think about my beloved father-in-law.
Yeah.
What a great man. What a great teamster. He could drive a hay rack full of hay through a gate.
At full load.
At full speed. Never touch a post. But you put him in a tractor and he'll take it out every time.
Put him in a pickup. He'll take the mirrors off.
Well, he had a stiff neck, I guess.
Well, I can relate to this.
I'm getting there.
Simply because the door to my barn, all right, where I store my hay, is really narrow, extremely narrow. I didn't build the barn.
Right.
Had I built the barn, I would have put a wider door in it. It is just wide enough that you can back a pickup in without folding the mirrors.
Oh, you don't have to fold the mirrors.
Don't even have to fold the mirrors.
What's the problem here?
You should fold the mirrors. That's what the problem is.
Okay.
All right. The problem is previous owners built a tack room on one side and a grain room on the other side, the same width as the opening.
No way.
Getting through there, you should fold your mirrors in.
Okay.
Okay.
But then how do you back in?
My point exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. I can't back in without just using the rear view mirror on the windshield. Mm-hmm. I need the side mirror. So anytime I back in there with a pickup,
you go so far.
I do, and then I hit a mirror. Now, thank heaven for these breakaway mirrors now.
That was a good idea.
Yeah, but it still didn't help. I put it on a blind and just kapow.
Kablooey.
Kablooey, yeah.
And they're cheap.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Cheap mirrors.
And then when you try to go through with a large round bell on the bucket of your...
You can't see.
You can't see. Mm-hmm. You can't see left or right.
Uh-huh.
So I went in there with a big round bell and started to stack. And I don't know how this happened, but I forgot I left the side-by-side parked back there.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. So I pushed the side-by-side clear back to the back.
That'll do.
Of the barn. I think thinking, man, why is this so difficult? And after I set the bale, I get out and I look and go, okie dokie. There you go.
That explains a lot of things.
You know, confession is good for the soul, but all the listeners, I mean, if you didn't already know that I'm an idiot, you know now.
There is no doubt.
Well, yeah, I've removed every bit of doubt in your mind by now. But
Me too.
Well, you should see the look of that opening.
Mm-hmm.
It has been wrinkled up and bent and pounded out and stapled and screwed back into place so many times.
So when was the last time you used a bail buster?
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
We got to go there.
We're going to have to go there. Mm-hmm. But let's have a little cowpoke poetry.
Ooh, what you got?
Well, you know, of course, we're going to have to do. Did I shut the gate? Did I shut the gate? I know I did. I do it every single time. While working cows and sorting heifers, it's my normal pantomime. But here I lay all snug in bed, questioning what I did now. I shut the gate. I know I did. But what about the milk cow? If she strays and gets in with the bulls, I tell you, that'll be a mess. I'll be milking her out twice a day, and that will multiply my stress. Doggone it, I know I shut the gate. I did it this time for sure. Just lay back down and go to sleep. How much more can one endure? But what if the horses get out and start grazing on the lawn? My spouse will surely have my hide, and in the morning they'll be gone. I shut the gate, but did I latch it? Ooh, I hate this stupid game. Shut your eyes and clear your mind. They'll be there all the same. But if my daughter's 4-H goat gets into Mama's garden, I know there'll be some hell to pay, and sure to be no pardon. I shut the gate. I know I did. This never-ending struggle will keep me from obtaining rest and a night of peaceful snuggle. I best get up and check the thing. I'll not sleep until I do. The night will drag, I'll toss and turn till the sun comes into view. So off I fly into the night in my long johns and my boots. I reach the gate and shine the light, just as the first hoot owl hoots. Ha! I shut the gate. I knew I did. Perhaps I can get some rest. I'm glad I checked. Now I can sleep the slumber of the blessed. I lay back down and exhale deeply. Whew. After checking on my daughter, as my eyes slam shut, I hear a voice. Did I turn off the water? And yes, that is autobiographical. Absolutely.
I think we all could say that.
Yeah, right. Mm. Now you send the kids out, right?
Yeah, yeah. Gus, what do you... Hey, go check that.
How about some Dick's Pick?
Oh, man.
Who's singing?
Oh, man, it's Patsy Cline.
Oh, yeah. What's she singing?
San Antonio Road.
Nice.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio, wherein stars all alone. Well, it was there I found, beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above. All that moonlit paths that only he would know, still hears my broken song of love. So sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own broken song, empty words I know, still live in my heart all alone. All that moonlit passed by the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antonio.
Oh, that's good stuff there. Ooh-wee. From Patsy Cline. You mm-hmm. betcha. Well, you know, we need a wider gate.
Yeah, we do.
Or a new gate.
Or skinnier butt.
We're going to ditch out to a cowmercial, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.